Hi there, Good Word fam. Thank you so much for sticking with us. I know it's been a few weeks, but we are back up and running. We are still broadcasting via Zoom. But joining us today, we're really honored and happy and excited. We have Steve Epting. Steve, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It feels good. Feels good.
Sure. Are you there?
All right, can you hear me?
Okay, we can hear you. We're rocking and rolling. All right, so for for folks who are joining us, kind of share a little bit about who you are and what you do. I know that you wear a lot of hats. Tell us about the latest and greatest.
Yes. First of all, again, let me be clear. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Steve Epting. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and I am a vocalist. I'm a vocal contractor, producer, clinician, actor, and just so many more other things, but pretty much a vocalist. And I have had the pleasure to work with a few big names in the music industry, from Beyonce and Jay-Z to Ty Dolla $ign to Demi Lovato, and most recently with Kanye West. I started with Beyonce with On the Run 2 tour and Coachella, and moving to Sunday Service with Kanye West, helping out with the creative aspect of it, helping to write and arrange songs and teach them to choir and make sure that we're promoting the good news of Christ and, you know, really just taking it up a level musically.
Well, you know, that's wonderful. And, you know, on the podcast, it's a faith-based podcast, so we don't shy away from any of that, even though I like to think that we have something for everyone, no matter what journey that you are on. And based on what you just said, it sounds like you're doing a whole lot of things, which is good. Busy is good. You mentioned that your latest project, or one of your latest projects, you were with Kanye's Sunday Service Choir. What was that like? Because I have to tell you, I did get a chance to attend one when they were at Howard a couple years ago. And oh my goodness, it was life changing.
Wow. Wow, that was a good service. That was a good service. I remember that one for sure.
I don't know if you were there, but it was life-changing. And so what was it like to be a part of that?
Yes. So just being a part of the Sunday Service Collective, for me personally, was just really a back-to-the-basics moment. For me, I grew up in church, and I grew up, you know, a pastor's kid, and being in the choirs and directing church choirs and singing in them, and that was my upbringing. Moving to LA from Chicago, I decided that I wanted to embark on my artistry and that I didn't want to really work in that vein anymore. So to me, when I got the call to start this process, it was like, oh God, you're funny, because it's really like you're saying, like, oh, let's get you back to the basics where it all began, to why you really love to do music in the first place. And it's really just an awesome experience to be a part of, not only the music that we sing, but the way that we connect with each other to promote the message of love and the message of what we're singing. It's truly a transcendent experience that I've had the privilege to be a part of. And I can honestly say that I have never experienced anything like that in my life. To be able to do it at such a high level. And I remember even being at Howard, you know, seeing some people that I know that are in D.C. and everything, and having them come out and experience it. And the way, even the aesthetic of it, and of how we would be in the circle. And it was kind of like really with the crowd as well. So you're really just catching all that energy and really feeling it as we sing.
You mentioned that you grew up singing in the choir at church, and I think so many of us grew up singing in the choir at church, but not many of us become professional singers. When did you know that that was what you wanted to do?
I did not know that I wanted to be a professional singer until pretty much like midway through college, when when I graduated high school, we had to do a senior project, basically preparing ourselves for the undergraduate life. And prior to then, I think this story is true for a lot of us. Our parents, you know, being parents and wanting to protect us and wanting to, you know, have the best for us. They want us to have stability. They want us to have safety. And in my family, personally, there has never been anyone to do music at this level. We pretty much grew up singing in church and, you know, around the city, and that's pretty much the extent of it. But no one has ever toured. No one has ever sang behind artists and began to develop artists and do different things like that. So I knew it was just funny because even on my, like, college entrance essays and things like that, I'm telling them, like, oh, I want to be in your pre-dental program, but I love to sing. This is my favorite thing to do. I do it every all week, every day. Like, I'll do it all the time if I could. And I was speaking with a counselor there, and she was just really informing me of if I didn't enjoy the work getting up into the profession, that I won't enjoy the profession. And a light bulb really just came on with that. It's like, oh, okay, I need to really pursue my passion. And it's really been an awesome time to really not only prove it to myself that this is possible, because I've never seen this and I didn't have anybody to give me a blueprint or show me the way, but it was also cool to be able to show my family that this is possible. And there's much more to be, many more careers than just your typical but needed teacher, doctor, you know, those things that we're pressed on in school. But there are so many opportunities just within the music industry alone, and more than just music teacher or working at a church.
You know, I think that's really incredible, because it really requires taking a step or several steps out of faith.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's literally a daily choice. And I think my move to LA, in retrospect, I really didn't think it through. I was about 22 at the time, just graduating college. And I was like, man, I know I don't want to go back for grad school. It feels like my life is completely starting over. So when my friend Calvin introduced the idea of moving to LA, it sounded hilarious at first, but I couldn't get it out of my mind. And in the pursuit of actually being here, it was really a test, and it really shaped me and molded me, because I knew I wasn't going home. I knew I didn't want to go home. And I knew I saw something much bigger for myself. And so in that, I began to pray. I began to write down my goals and began to actually continue to manifest actually everything that I have today and what I'm doing today. And so I really got in tune and got in line with more in line with my faith walk and my faith journey here, because literally not having a job, not having a car, not having resources, not having all the things that make you comfortable in your space, I rid myself of all my comfort to really pursue a dream. And that's faith off top. And faith is not really like a magical thing that happens. That is you within yourself deciding that you want to take this step. It's like you're blindfolded and you're just walking, and you're finding your way. And in my case, I'm blindfolded, but trying to listen for God's voice to guide me and direct me to the next step, to the next level, to the next conversation, to the next network.
So what would be your advice to folks who are listening to this, who have this dream that people probably think is so crazy? What would be your advice to them?
My advice would be to them first of all, you have to believe it. If you don't believe it, no one else will. If you don't see it, no one else will. It's interesting, because a lot of times when people don't see it, they'll try to really help you understand that, but they're only seeing it from their view. They probably don't have the same passions and the same desires and the same visions that God has given to you. So my number one thing would be to, first, you have to believe it in yourself. You have to believe it first, because you're the catalyst. You're what's driving it. And no one can teach you how to hustle. No one can teach you how to want it. That's something that you have to literally want for yourself. And once you want that, write those goals down, get it going, get in motion. I think the main thing a lot of times for us as, you know, embarkers on our dreams and our goals, sometimes it's so big that it's scary. And we feel as though, oh, I don't really know how to do that. I don't know XYZ. I don't have XYZ. I don't have this much money. I don't have this person to connect me to this person. And a lot of oftentimes that like stalls us, that prohibits us from taking the next step. And I know I have fell victim to that, even in my own personal artistry, and releasing music or releasing content. I would always second guess myself, like, oh, I don't sound like such and such, or I don't look like such and such, or I don't have as much money, when really that really doesn't matter. You taking the steps and figuring out on the way. Mm-hmm. Literally, we live in a information age. You can literally go on the internet and find out pretty much whatever you want to know. So the information is out there. The resources are out there. You have to be hungry enough to go get it.
Mm-hmm. So everyone that comes on the podcast, we always ask them, what would you share as a good word?
My good word would be to love your life. I know for me specifically, in this time, you know, especially over the last few years for me, and given this last year with the pandemic and everything, it's easy to fall into, like, at least for me, it's easy to fall into moments where I sulk, or it's kind of a, like, I feel moments of lowness, mm-hmm, or, mm-hmm, you know, moments of, you know, anxiety. I deal with that anxiety, mm-hmm, and nervousness, and dealing with that in day-to-day issues. I think being able to take a step back and reflect and really love yourself through that is really key. Loving your life, we're only here for a short time. Mm-hmm. And if we spend a lot of moments worrying about the things that don't matter, we're missing out on the beautiful moments that are right in our face. And so I would say that's more of a reminder to me. In my everyday walk, I really just try to really make sure I'm present. And then I really think about, like, what does that really mean? What does it mean to be present? What does it mean to be alive and not just existing, not just floating? Because I know how it feels to just feel like blah. You feel like, man, life is throwing curveballs at me in whatever way, you know, personally with family or relationships or whatever. But you finding ways to enjoy your life and really make it count, you know.
Well, you know what? It's funny you mention that. I think that that's such a timely and powerful word. I think that the sentiment that you're sharing, a lot of people feel the same way. A lot of people are navigating a lot of different things. We're all going through something. And so, and it's May, and it's also Mental Health Awareness Month. And so, you know, these are topics that sometimes people shy away from talking about or sharing, but I think that they are topics that are so, so, so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because if we're not okay, we can't really help anyone else. So, you know, in mental health and establishing self-awareness, you know, within yourself and understanding yourself and getting to know yourself, that just helps the process that much more. But not only knowing yourself, but in seeing yourself and understanding who you are and what you give and your purpose to the world, understanding how to maneuver and understanding, you know, that you got one life. So let's make it count for sure.
Wonderful, Steve. And how can people find you if they want to keep up with you and see all the wonderful things that you're doing?
You can follow me on Instagram at need_Steve, NEED_Steve. There you will find a bulk of my information on what's coming next. Same at on Twitter, Steve Epstein Music on Facebook. And yeah.
Wonderful. Steve, good luck to you. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, folks listening, you can subscribe. We're on iTunes, Audioboom, and Google Play, and everywhere that podcasts play.